Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome. You are tuned in to Trigger Happy Memories. We are coming to you from Amory, Wisconsin, and we are on broadcasting from WPCA Radio 93.1. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me, like always, is Eddie Schmidt. We will be playing some music live and some recorded music tonight. And like always, we have some lively stories, and most of those stories are true. No, they're all true, I hope, anyhow. But our guest tonight is Leroy Kaler, and also with him is Scott Nash. Scott is somewhere in the studio here. There he is. Okay. Didn't know if you're stepped out there, Scott. Good to see you here. This is a no-stress radio show, Eddie.
I hope so.
You hope so. And also, I'd like to mention we are broadcasting coast to coast. It sounds good to say that, doesn't it? Thanks to the internet, we actually are coast to coast. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get it going, yeah. Once again, welcome to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're so glad to be back here once again. We're going to be sharing some stories and some music with some good friends. Leroy Kaler is with us, and Scott Nash. And but before we do that, just going to say hello to you, Eddie, and good to see you again. And always fun to hang out here.
It's nice to be seen.
Yes. And we've been a little busy with some different things. We did a wedding dance we haven't done for a long time.
I can't remember the last wedding dance.
Yeah, and it was fun. It went really well. And actually, you and I sang for the wedding service as well.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, so we were busy with that, and we had Gay's party the next day. We did, and I guess I've been in church with Swanee doing some music, Dave Swanson, and we did something pretty special. We played in the parade here in Amory for Fall Festival,
representing WPCA Radio. Yep.
Absolutely. That was fun. And Dave Corbett was our driver.
Yep, and riding along was Bill Klopp, our afternoon guy from a couple of days. And
Sandra was she was out distributing candy, and we told her she should be throwing out like cigars or something, you know. But I think we got a little ahead of her, and she said she was on a dead run trying to catch up with us.
I kind of forgot about her that last block, but she did catch us. So
yeah, but we had lots of fun with that. So we got some things coming up, some different things. We were asked to do we've got three different Oktoberfest. They were looking for somebody at these senior centers to play some old time music, and they contacted me, and I said, you know, yeah, our background is old time. And I never turned down a chance to play the tuba, so I said absolutely. So Eddie talked you into doing that, and Dave Swanson from the White Sidewall, Swanee is going to do that as well. We're going to be in Hudson and in Glenwood and in Richmond, and a couple of others.
Pretty neat name we came up with that too, since it was Mike, Eddie, and Swanee. We call it the Polka Mass.
Yep, MES. So we'll have a big career with that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we're going to say hello to our guests. First, I'm going to start with Leroy Kaler. Thank you so much, Leroy, for being here. And
thank you for having me.
Yes, you bet. You and Scott Nash, thanks for being here, Scott.
You bet.
Yes, Scott and I stay in touch by phone quite often. And Leroy, I catch you once in a while at a party or a car show or something.
Yeah.
But you've got a long career of years of playing music. We want to talk about some of that. And we've got some of your recorded music through that career. We're going to play some of that. So first thing I'm going to ask you, though, Leroy, is how did you learn music? You played guitar and you sang and you played some piano, but how did you learn it?
I had a cousin named Fern, Fern and the Blackjacks.
Oh, okay.
And about 1955, her parents came and got me and went to listen to her quite a few times.
Mm.
And she played accordion and guitar.
Okay.
And I said, oh, that's something I want to do.
Yeah.
That's how it all started.
Okay. Did you take lessons?
I didn't take no lessons, no.
Okay, just learned, taught yourself. And
it's all by ear.
All by ear, yep. I know you picked up the piano years later, and that was probably just by playing and just learning as you go. Yeah. And what, I mean, I guess that's probably what inspired you when you'd see them play for dances or whatever. And
yeah, I thought that looks like fun.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't know you actually got paid for doing it.
It's even better yet, as we get paid. And you grew up in the Clear Lake area. First Turtle Lake, is that where you first?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, sure. Yeah, and then Clear Lake. And that's probably where you met Scott Nash.
Scott was behind me at school, but
I
still know who he was. My dad was a milk caller, and we'd go to the M&M Cafe that his parents owned.
Okay.
And I would see him behind us.
Sure. Yeah. And there's so many good players that came through Clear Lake during that era. It was, if it was that whole Beatles thing or whatever, but there was a lot of players that did. And we had that in our school as well, but you guys were no exception. And when you were in high school, you played in a rock and roll band with?
Yeah, called the Renegades.
Renegades.
With Randy Gasper.
Randy Gasper, okay.
Wally Barthman.
Okay.
Mike Peterson. And later on, Lonnie Bendixson.
Okay. They were all classmates, or they were?
They were all behind me, I guess.
Okay, but they were from the Clear Lake School District, yep. So, yeah. And
we played for school dances and used to play at Richardson's on Lake Magner.
Okay.
And played at the Village Hall in Clear Lake. They had bands on the weekends. They had a lot of top city bands like Trashmen and Underbeats and Gregory and Nivani's.
Sure. Nice. Well, that's pretty cool, yeah. The Hammond Hall had some of that going on, too. Probably they didn't have that level of talent there, but there was always activity with good music there. What else was gonna? We're gonna start maybe play some songs. You've got so many different. You were with Jim Armstrong for a while after Jim, of course, is so well known in this area, and you played with him for in your early in your career. Is that right?
I went to listen to Jim, and his nephew took me, and I listened to him. I went up at the end of the night and said, "Can I sit in with you next week?" He said, "Sure," you know. So I sat in. I remember I sang two songs. Usagener Blues and Folsom Prison Blues. Mm. And at the end of the night, he said, I'd like to have you join the band.
Really?
So that's how that happened. Okay. But at that time, Denny wasn't playing. Denny Armstrong was Chuck Bethke was the drummer at that time.
We know Chuck.
Yep, I just did a job with Chuck and Jim Hogroot over at the Moon Lake Threshing Bee.
Threshing Bee, yes.
A few weeks back on a Sunday, so that was fun, yep. So Chuck's still out there banging on them drums.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and again, you've got such a history of music, Leroy, going from high school, Jim Armstrong, and then you had a couple versions of the Stony Ridge Band, and I think we'll get into that. You were on the road for a while, but can we play a song off of...
Leroy's CD there, number 3, I think. Leroy, did you say this is Love in the First Degree, I think, the first one?
And this is the last version of Stony Ridge?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, you're right, Bob, number 2. Don't.
Okay, this is a live version of Leroy.
I was born across the river in a mountain track on home. Lord, times are good there, don't know why I ever roam. Wow, wow, wow. Hope Tennessee River and a mountain man get together in a time of care. Hope Tennessee River and a mountain man play together for the next band. Me and my woman done made our plans on a Tennessee River, walking hand in hand. gonna raise a family, Lord, settle down, where peace and love is to be found. The Tennessee River and the mountain man are get together the time of care. The Tennessee River and the mountain man play together, Mother Nature's band. The Tennessee River. The Tennessee River and the mountain man get together in a time of care. The Tennessee River and the mountain man play together with the nature's band. The Tennessee River and the mountain man get together in a time of care. The Tennessee River and mountain man will play together with Mother Nature's band. The Tennessee River.
All right, that's very good. Man, that's Leroy Kaler. It was Stony Ridge.
Was that at Kurtz? Did you do that at Kurtz in his studio?
No.
This was live at the Country
know.
Dam.
I guess I don't know.
Okay, at Country
okay.
Dam.
I don't remember.
That's what I was going to ask. And who's recording? Was it Rick set something up or you did?
I think I recorded that on a cassette. I had a Dolby cassette where we'd put one mic out in front of the PA and then one up in the air by the stage. And I think from that stuff, and it might even have been one of the weekends I came back to fill in after when I was going to get married and I...
Mm.
Yeah. Decided to do something else, or
yeah, and that again, that was the version of Stony Ridge, which would have been you, Eddie, and Rick Stenner,
yep,
and Denny Armstrong, and of course,
yep,
Leroy.
And Leroy, yeah,
yeah, very good. That's
I think Rick's listening tonight too. He said he was going to tune in. So
yeah, I hope so. Boy, that was a nice version of that. Yeah, again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're here doing some live music, and got Leroy Kaler with us. Scott Nash is here in studio as well, brought his guitar.
I did.
Yes. Glad you made the trip up here. But Leroy, we talked about you were with Jim Armstrong for a while. Was just the two of you, or you said there was Chuck Bethke was the drummer?
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
The three. Later on, Denny.
Yep.
Armstrong.
Before.
Denny would sit in and play a few songs every night. But Jim was playing a lot, first started 5 nights a week. And twice on Sunday.
Wow. It was all in the Amory area? Or?
No, it was played Birchwood and Twin Point over in Lake Elmo and Silver Spur and Keller's Bar and kept us busy.
Did you sing a lot with Jim?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, played guitar. Yeah. I'm sure Jim was good at grooming any of us young guys. Jim was still very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was... Yeah, and then you went on the road for a while with a group called Leroy and the Country Folks, is that right?
Yeah, Leroy Kaler and the Country Folks.
Yeah, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we had a booking agent out of Lincoln, Nebraska called Richard Lutz.
Mm.
And the way I found out about him was actually, we were playing the Dallas House and Art Madison came in. And he was playing with Steve Bledsoe, him and his brother, on the road. And he gave me his card, Richard Lutz.
Mm.
And then, next thing that happened, we're playing at someplace else in Stillwater. And this guy came up to me and said, I'm Kay Kaiser.
Mm.
And I just got off the road, and I'm looking for work. So Kay played for us a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then got me all hepped up on going back on the, going on the road.
Mm.
And we took pictures and did a demo. And when it came right down to it, Kay said, I don't think I want to go back on the road.
Mm.
So we ended up being a trio.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of Kay, we'll get some sad news out of the way and we'll continue with our show. But his brother Tom, TK, had passed away yesterday. For those who were not aware of that, we were all friends with TK, we called him. But He was born August 15th, 1941, died yesterday, September 28th. He was a Vietnam vet, and there'll be a celebration of his life in some details that need to be finalized yet, but it'll probably be in New Richmond. But we'll get that out on Facebook or something. But Tom Kaiser was a very good drummer. He was very, Scott, you know him. He was good at everything he did, you know, just like his brother Kay.
Yeah, he'd make you mad all the time.
Yeah.
He could. We went golfing, and was he left-handed?
No, but he could.
But he, yeah, and there was, we were up at St. Croix Falls, and TK showed up. He wanted to go, and all that was available was a set of left-handed rental clubs. Okay. And he played those left-handed clubs, and well, I know he outplayed me, but he stuck right there with his brother, and Kay was, you know, a very good golfer.
Oh, boy.
Pretty much a scratch golfer at St. Croix.
I was with those guys one time in Hammond, and I am left-handed, and TK got in trouble behind a tree, and he says, give me your three iron there, would you? I said, they're left-handed. I know that. Give it to me. He takes that thing and hits that thing just as sweet as can be. He could get it from the, as a left-handed, but a right-handed, it would put him in trouble. But
I think my favorite TK story that I really wanted to tell tonight was I played with him and Kay and Rick Johnson at the Rustic Hut.
Mm.
And we're playing some ballad, and pretty soon Kaiser K turned around to TK and says, are you going to play? And here TK was playing.
So soft,
huh? Pretty soon he just stopped and he said, K turned around mad at him. He says, are you going to play or what? Well, yeah, he said, but it was so pretty. I was just listening to it.
Got so caught up in the song.
Oh, God.
That's good. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we're having some good memories here about Tom Kaiser.
And I think, did you say Leroy? You got a good story about Tom Kaiser?
I do. Our drummer, Kerry Peterson, he always had tonsillitis every winter. So we finally decided to get that taken care of. So I needed a drummer, and I thought of Tom Kaiser. And I said, would you like to come in and fill in for a week? We're going to be in Rawlins, Wyoming. I said, let me look at a map. He said, yeah, that don't look very far. It was 1,000 miles. So he came out and really did a really good job filling in for a week.
I bet he did. Should we play some, let's do another song that we can play. You got something we can do there, Bob?
Number 7?
Yep. We got some nice recordings here of Stony Ridge and of Leroy Kaler. And we are going to do some live music here tonight, too, but we got some really cool recordings we want to share with you.
All together again. Together again. My tears just are falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The love that we knew is living again, and nothing else matters, 'cause we're together again. Together again, my gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms, now where you belong. The key to my heart you hold in your hand, and nothing else matters, 'cause we're together again.
steel guitar. Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long lonely nights are now at an end. The love that we knew is living again, and nothing else matters, 'cause we're together again. And nothing else matters, 'cause we're together again.
Wow, very nice. That's Leroy Kaler singing lead on that with Stony Ridge. And very nice recording too, Eddie. Wow, that's
and we got to thank Rick Stenner for helping make that recording on the CD.
Wow, that's really just really good. It's we were talking earlier here about Tom Kaiser, and you had Tom filter with you guys once in a while too, sharing some Tom Kaiser stories. One that first time I met TK, I was like 15 years old playing with John and Dave, and we were at Cole's Bar in New Richmond. And his dad came in there and said, "You guys don't have a drummer." I said, "Yeah, we don't have. You know, we're just, my brother was 18, and I think I was 15, and Dave was 18." But he said, "Well, you want a drummer? You need a drummer?" I said, "Yeah, we did. Yeah, whatever." He comes back 20 minutes later, half an hour, with TK, with his son. And then Tom goes, "This was not my idea. I hope you guys are okay with this. My dad just thought he should be playing with you guys." So he set up his drums and starts playing, and we're like, we had never experienced a professional drummer that played so clean, so perfect meter. And when we got done playing that night, we were invited to a party in Hammond. Some neighbors of my mom and dad's had a Halloween party. They wanted us to come in and just bring a couple of guitars. TK says, "I'm coming too." So he brought his drums, and we went down and we played at this house party. You know, good thing we were young, is we probably played till 4 in the morning, but never thought nothing of it. But that was the first time I had met TK, and many, many good memories of him.
I wanted to say one more thing about TK. Sure. When he came out to Rawlins, Wyoming, the last night we played, it was a blizzard. All the roads were shut down. We were there, stuck there for 2 more days.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't get out of town.
Oh, man.
Oh, gee.
Did T ever tell you about pulling in the St. Croix Hill with the station wagon, him and Kay? They were going to play someplace, and T had his cymbal stacked on top of the load.
Oh, yeah.
They went up the hill, and the cymbal slid off and went down all the way down the St. Croix Falls Hill. He turned around, went back, picked him up, chips out of him, whatever, threw him back in the car, and away.
Oh, boy. Again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we have Leroy Kaler with us, and Scott Nash, and, of course, Eddie Schmidt is here, and Bob Zonk. My name is Mike Murtha, and we're so glad you're tuned in. We're having some good memories here of Stony Ridge. Let's go back a little bit, Leroy, again. You were on the road with a group called Leroy Kaler and the Country Folk, and some of the players in that group, Sam Boatman was with you for a while.
And Sam Boatman and Denny Armstrong.
Denny Armstrong.
Denny actually quit school to go on the road with us.
He left school to do that, yeah.
He was probably 14.
Oh, wow.
Really, that young? Yeah. I didn't realize he was that young.
Wow. Well, that's pretty neat, yes. And then, well, we'll talk about, just, we have the fabulous Fandres that you played with for a while, too.
I did.
And we'll talk about that, but maybe, Eddie, do you want to do something, or you want me to do something, or we're going to, do you want to do,
Yeah, I could, Leroy, we had a request from Leroy.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Leroy wanted to hear Amy, and we used to do this with Stony Ridge, so... And it's in the key of A for anybody that's at home playing along with us. So
Scott Nash, you're playing along, aren't you?
I think so.
Good. All right. It's the key of A. Did you hear him?
A?
A, yes. A? Yep.
Say why you think you belong to me. I never try to make you think and let you say one thing for yourself. Now you're half with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Hey, me, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things you thought weren't proper could be right now? Can't you see which way we should turn together or alone? See, I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong. Too long to tell me, hey, me, what you wanna do? I think I can stay with you for a while, maybe longer. What you had your way, and all the things you thought before, it's faded in the grave. You can't see, and I don't know if it's you or if it's me. If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, hey, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Right, that is Eddie Schmidt doing a little.
That was for Leroy.
For Leroy, requested that. Yes, yes. We're glad we could do it there, Leroy. that's fun, Eddie, to do that with some acoustic guitars. Scott heard some nice licks there. How do you?
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you should keep playing.
A few that weren't supposed to be there.
Well, that's they what are. They call jazz. If you.
That's right. You just, they are now.
There's no wrong notes. Yes. So,
I just. It seems like it was yesterday. I can still remember when I think one of the first times I saw you, Leroy, was I think before the Stony Ridge thing, is that when you were playing at Sox Saloon with the Fandrays mm-hmm. once in a while? And I'd go see, and I saw you playing there, and was that Gordy Dean? Was his?
Yep.
That, yes. I remember that name, but I can't remember who contacted me of you guys, and I remember going up to Wilkins Resort on a Tuesday night or something, and mm-hmm. had to go up there to try out with them fellers in it.
Well, audition there to, yep.
Yeah.
I had never heard Ed play. I had only talked to you at Sox.
Okay.
I think you were playing with Skip Spaulding then, were you?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
I'd played with Skip and then...
You'd stop in, I know, anyway.
Yeah.
Got talking. And
so how'd the audition go, Eddie? Did you pass?
Well, I think after a few songs, I think Rick and Denny and the boys thought it was going to be okay, so...
I think it was probably very good. I bet you were blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, some neat things.
I think we played one or two songs. Rick said, he's hired.
Didn't take long to make that decision, I'll bet. Yeah, so... we'll come back and talk about the Fandrays, but should we do another song?
Yeah, do you want another one off of the...
Let's do one more off of the CD, and then I'll sing a song here.
Yeah, 17, and, yep, I was gonna...
And this is, again, this is from the Country Dam, probably, this
yep.
live recording, yep. And...
An old rainy day woman, I never seem to see her for the good times or the sunshine. You have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman. That woman of mine, she ain't happy. There's something's wrong or there's someone to blame. But ain't no thing, it's another one down the way. I woke up this morning to the sunshine. It sure as hell looks just like rain. And I don't know where to go on a cloudy day. An old rainy day woman, I never seem to see it for the good times or the sunshine. You have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman.
Well,
it ended.
That's okay. That's
well, we got most of it.
Very nice. That is
Eddie, was that the Green Showbud?
Yeah, that was my old Showbud Lloyd Green. So that kind of had a neat tone to it.
The one you got for me.
Yep. Yep. Actually bought it from you at your music store.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, sure.
1979, I think I bought that.
That'd be about right. Yeah.
Wow. And again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And we're playing some recordings of Stony Ridge. They were live at the Country Dam, which brings in Uncle Bob into the story as well, too. He was, I'm sure, managing when you guys were there and probably said your guys were too loud. We were always too loud, weren't we, Scott?
I think so. Yeah.
Uncle Bob always gave us work.
Yeah, he always gave us work. And he's still in town here, and I still stay in touch with him. And we're going to try to get over there and play some music again sometime soon here. But
I was thinking about one of the things that Leroy had when you would play. You, one of the few guitar players that I knew, and I thought it was the neatest sounding thing, you had a Leslie amp that you could run your guitar amp through, right? That gave you that Leslie sound. And there's still a lick that I learned from you that I use every once in a while. It still was a neat thing. But that was something that I learned from you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That
So you actually taught him some guitar.
Yeah. No. That's something I got from Kay Kaiser.
Really? Oh,
he ran out Leslie.
Sure.
And Scott did too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yes. And there was a couple of different versions of Stony Ridge. You had a group prior to with Rick and Rick Stenner and Denny Armstrong and Eddie. And that was, who was in that group?
That was Randy Holst and Tom Ashland.
Okay.
And we started out playing weekends, and then we got a job at the Dallas House 7 nights a week.
Mm.
And we did that for about, I'd say, 4 months.
Wow.
No nights off. And that's the time Louie was starting to have road bands down the road, and they'd come up on their night off.
Oh.
The Dallas House, that was fun.
Oh, I bet it was. Yeah. I know when we'd be off at the Country Dam, I think that version of Stony Ridge would come in and take our spot once in a while, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And, well, I'm going to do a song here quick, and then we got some more stories. We got Leroy Kaler with us, Scott Nash, and we're going to try another live song here.
It's some new thing that you're throwing at us, right?
It's new. It's actually an old one that I did years ago, and I just heard it this week, but it's a Ronnie Millsap song. And the first time I heard this song, it's called Daydreams About Night Things, but I was a Ronnie Millsap fan that quickly after one song, but love his stuff. So. Okay, Eddie, can you...
2, 3, 4.
I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's on loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true. All day long while I'm working in town, time slows down to a crawl. I'm not thinking about you, I'm checking the clock on the wall. Then it's goodbye factory, hello love. There's a smile across my face, 'cause I'm back in the arms of my sweet love, where my thoughts have been all day. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And while my hands make a living, my mind's on loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. And every night you make my daydreams come true. Make a living, my mind's on loving you. I'm having daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon. Every night you make my daydreams come true. Every night you make my daydreams come true.
There's a Ronnie Millsap song. It came out, I think, 1975, and he had about 40 more just like that one. It was just as good. That very, very good, good artist, Ronnie Millsap. Again, we got Leroy Kaler and Scott Nash here with us. Leroy, you also played with a group called the Fandrays, and I don't remember when that happened, or was it in between some of your other groups, your Stony Ridge groups?
It was after the first Stony Ridge.
Okay.
And I got getting tired of keeping a band together, so I saw Earl had a...
Earl Larson, yep.
Earl Larson had an ad in the paper, so...
Mm. And it was Laurie Anderson, was he in that group?
Laurie Anderson was not in it at that time.
But, okay.
Earl Larson, Bobby Dubuque, Gordy Gilbertson,
okay,
and me, and later Al Drinkman.
Al Drinkman. I talked to Al last Sunday, and we've been texting back and forth. I think Al is tuned in here tonight, too.
Hmm.
But we shared a few memories about... And we were both trying to remember what sequence, how that you were with... How long were you with the Fandrays?
6 months, maybe.
Okay. Sure.
And then Denny Armstrong called me and said, Rick and I have been talking, and was wondering if you'd want to play with us.
Oh.
And Rick said, how is he to work with? And Denny said, he just likes it right.
Oh, yeah. And then that was the start of the version that we've been listening to tonight. Mm-hmm. with Eddie and Rick in there, yeah. I'm going to say hello to a few folks, and I want you guys to do the same. I'm going to start first off by saying hello to Gary Lubick. I missed him on our list last week, Gary. Gary's been good about listening to us. Shirley Halliburton, Tom Klinger. We told a little story about Tom last time. You saw him at the Thrashing Bee, and he talked about a Stratocaster that he went to get repaired, and it was such a valuable guitar. The
guy said, you take that home, put it in the case, or whatever. Yeah, I think it's a 62 Strat or something.
I think something like that, yeah.
Just gorgeous, I guess.
Yes, and I talked to Tom about someone there, too. Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. Rodney Sather. Judith Hansen-Jorgensen from River Falls. Al Drinkman, I think, has tuned in. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. Tom and Connie Bow, they're friends of ours out in Arizona. I love Bonnie's license plate. It's Bo is her last name, so her license plate is Mom Bo. So Renee Butler, Putz, he's out east on a little trip there, New England, I think, but he sent me a picture. He was at the Cheers Bar in Boston, and he said, I'm staying right here. The rest of the group is going on to New England. I ain't going. I'm staying right here. they'll pick him up on the way back through, I guess. So Dan and Beth Wall, my wife Debbie, Gary McIntyre, Uncle Bob. And I want to say a special goodbye to Edna Bjorkman, who was a faithful listener of our show. She passed away a week ago Sunday, and she was faithful to you too, Bob. She would write you letters.
Nice
and
lady.
Oh, yeah, and she would read your articles when you were doing newspaper, and she followed you very closely. She admired your work. But Edna, a wonderful person. Yeah. I got to be friends with her, met her at a church, Mo Lutheran Church, outside of Clear Lake, and she helped me write the book that I wrote about 10 years ago. So, anyhow, I better move on here. Eddie?
Okay. Just say hi to Char in the truck, Alan and our neighbors, Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys, and Brian Jevning. I guess he got a new car like Leroy's. What's that car you got, Leroy?
72 Riviera.
Yeah, he just got a Riviera, and I think it's close to the same year. The Cactus Cousins, the Hunyucks, Greg Wheeler and some of the Barn Boys might be listening, maybe Tom Kramer. The Seawell family, a bunch of them always listen. And so that's all I got. Leroy, who would you like to say hi to?
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Vicki, and my kids, Leroy, Holly, Brandon, Jamie, Nicole, Sarah, Whitney, and Michael.
All right. Yes. How about you there, Nash?
Well, I want to say hi to Beaner. She said she was going to listen.
Okay.
Buck, my daughter, Cassie, Jay Swenson.
Oh.
I talked to Jay earlier this week.
Sure.
Said he'd be sure to listen, so... I think that's it.
Okay, well, good. Yes, we've been fortunate gathering a few more listeners, and we welcome every one of those. Leroy, you started telling a little story about when you were on the road. We weren't sure we could tell the whole story, but you want to share some of that story?
Sure.
You broke down, or what it tell? Yeah.
Well, I broke down on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
Okay.
And I was sitting there wondering what to do when a car full of Indians came, and he said, what's the matter, Chief?
They asked you that?
They asked me that, yeah. And I said, I don't know what happened to the car. He said, well, we'll take you into town. It's about 5-6 miles, but you have to buy us a bottle. I said, okay. So they took me to town, found a tow truck, and at that time I pulled a trailer, and they said, keep an eye on your trailer all night because you'll strip it.
Oh.
But I did, and nothing ever happened. So.
Oh, nice.
So that was quite an experience.
Well, yeah, you're lucky they came along. And
yeah.
Do we have anything more queued up there?
You play number 8 off of that one, Bob?
And Scott Nash, you played with Leroy quite a bit. Again, another kind of a different version. I actually got to play with Leroy for a while, too. And one of the bars that Leroy, you booked at was... the Cromwell Bar in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. That was a fun bar. You know, it was in St. Paul off the University Avenue, kind of a, you know, sketchy neighborhood, but not bad. Once you got inside, you felt like you were in New Richmond or something. But I remember telling Dave Swanson, the Swanee that we played at the Cromwell. He goes, oh my God, you didn't play there, did you? He was trying to look out for me. He's so protective. And I said, it is such a nice neighborhood. I never even locked the car. I never took the keys out of the car. And he's like, you what? But we never had any. That was a fun place.
Yes, and you brought along a guy named Keith Fries.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
He got up and played horn, and we ended up hiring him.
That's right. I forgot. That's true, yeah.
So. Great sax player.
Yes, you bet so. Okay, we're going to do another live, or no, this
yep,
is...
Yep, it's another live Stony Ridge.
Live
it's
recording.
It's a George Strait song.
Yeah, okay.
Lately you've been showing all the signs of a woman with someone else on her mind. It's not your fault, it's the nights that left you alone. If you're thinking you are a stranger, there's one coming home. If you're thinking you are a stranger, I've seen them there. You're gonna see a change in me, this time I swear. No more late night coming in the daylight, no more doing you wrong. If you're thinking you want a stranger, there's one coming home. Bought you a silk gown, a perfume today. Picked up some roses, champagne on the way. Oh, I told and asked you to put some soft music on. If you're thinking you are a stranger, there's one coming home. If you're thinking you are a stranger, I've seen myself. You're gonna see the change in me, Lord, this time I swear. No more late night coming in the daylight, no more doing you wrong. If you're thinking you are a stranger, there's one coming home. If you're thinking you are a stranger, there's one coming home.
Thank you. Take it back with some of Carl Perkins.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I'll go, can't go, but don't you...
Can you stop the CD? Or?
There you go. Okay, well, we can listen to that all night. It sounds so good. That's Leroy Kaler singing live there with at the Country Dam with Stony Ridge. And we're talking with Scott and Asher, too. You were with Leroy for quite a while. I mean, a couple, 3 years, wasn't it? Two or three?
Oh,
even more than
that. All of that.
Yeah, and then Butch?
Two wives.
Two wives.
Yeah.
Okay, and usually they last about 2.5-3 years, so you're talking, 5 to 6 years.
Oh, my God.
No, you and Butch Wolf were
Butch in... Butch kind of came along after you filled in at the Cromwell.
Okay.
And then Leroy got a hold of Butch, and that turned out to be a nice mix, and then Tony Hensler played drums with us for a while.
Okay, and we talk about Butch, it's Butch Wolf.
Butch Wolf.
Yep.
Art Marcian played drums for a while.
Yeah. And that was a good group. What I remember, Leroy, some of the songs, you took on some challenging songs like Gary Puckett.
Yeah.
And I mean, sing so high and clear, and you were probably giving me the chords on the side while you're trying to sing, you know. It's like some of these songs were pretty complicated. Some Ray Charles stuff that you would sing, and a version called I Can't Stop Loving You, I think, was that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kiss from Kenny Rogers, Lady, was a great, great version of that.
That was Rick that sang that.
Oh, did it? Oh, was it Rick? Okay. But you did a lot of Johnny Cash, too.
Could have been.
Yep, that was
it. I remember when you sat in at the dam with us, and you said, play the hardest song you know, so I feel stupid.
And you did, and I did.
I got to thank Stony Ridge for meeting Mike, because when Leroy, we were playing at the, was it the
VFW
in Hudson, and Rick couldn't make it for some reason, and Mike filled in that night and drove his little Chevette over there, or whatever it was, and we got done playing, and I thought, boy, I wouldn't mind playing with that guy sometime. So
I have a quick story I'd like to tell about on the road.
Sure.
We're booked in a place in Sydney, Montana for 5 weeks, six nights a week, 5 hours a night.
Boy.
Everything was 5 hours a night on the road. And opening night, fight breaks out. Guy goes over and punches his guy. One punch, he goes down, and he died.
Oh, my goodness.
They were about 10 feet away from me.
Oh, boy.
And I remember we were doing, just to satisfy you, an opening line that someone's going to get hurt before you're through. You know, we stopped playing, and the owner comes up, keep playing, you know. And that spooked us for a long time.
Oh, boy.
And Kerry Peterson, drummer, used to sing on a slow night, oh, we're knocking them dead tonight. But he never said that again.
Jeez. Yeah. That's, boy, lots of memories. Something, Leroy, and I don't know, you can answer this if you want to, but you had such a wonderful voice, and you kind of give it up. And I don't blame you. You had lots of kids at home, and you were busy with work and family, but... did you, after hearing your voice on this, it was so good, would you want to do it again?
Or I don't think I should. I had a reality check. Some of the kids and my wife were going shopping, and my five-year-old said, Dad, you coming with us? And that was it.
Yeah, they were so used to you being off playing.
And plus, I had started my own business, so I was working a lot, so not home a lot.
Well, you gave it your 100% when you were out there. Every time your performances your voice was amazing. And I would love to see you get your voice in shape again and come and sing in church with us or something. You'd be welcome to do that. We just got a couple of minutes left. Eddie, you spent quite a few years with Leo, right? You got something you want to share? Or?
Yeah, just the one place we used to play in St. Paul, the Blue Chip, and we'd play 4 to 8. 4 hours, and then take an hour off, and then go back and play 9 to 1, and we would play that 8 hours, and I don't think we doubled up one song. We had enough songs to do that, but it was a great time.
Oh, boy, you guys are a terrific group. To hear Rick Stenner's bass playing is amazing.
And singing harmony with him.
You guys were a great band. But anyhow, this is Trigger Happy Memories. I want to say thank you to everybody. Special thanks again to Leroy Kaler, Scott Nash. Thank you to Bob Zonk and to Lou Ann for all the things that she does here. We wouldn't have this thing going on if it wasn't for Lou Ann. Yeah. And Eddie Schmidt, thank you, like always. And we'll be back again next week on a rebroadcast. But thank you, folks, for tuning in, and stay safe. Thank you.